てあたおむねむねまあむなえそはてあたおむねむねまあむなえそはて
And then, right below, there's the medicine Buddha stanza and mantra. So we'll, say the stanza once and then the mantra seven times. And if you have the white binders on the blue sheet. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name, when merely heard, dispels the suffering of the lower realms. Dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to medicine Buddha, lapis light. Te ata om bekante, bekante, maha bekante, bekante, gata samo gate soha. Te ata om bekante, bekante.Maha bekante, bekante, rata samogate soha. Te ata om bekante, bekante. Maha bekante, bekante, rata samogate soha. Te ata om bekante, bekante. Maha bekante, bekante, rata samogate soha. Te ata om bekante, bekante.Maha bekante, bekante, raja samogate soha. Te ata om bekante, bekante. Maha bekante, bekante, raja samogate soha. Te ata om bekante, bekante.Maha bekante, bekante, raja samogate soha.Now let's read the four immeasurables in English. One time. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Then go to page 37. Now on the bottom you see four immeasurables chanting version, so we'll chant that one time. And for those with the white binder, it's the words, the Tibetan words by the music notes. Sen chen tam chen de wa dang de.Tenrezig's mantra, he is the embodiment of all the Buddha's compassionate wisdom. And then, that's eight times. And then Green Tara's mantra below that. And she is the deity of enlightened activity.
Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Thank you. So the children are free to go to their classes. Okay, and so Geshe-la will lead us in the Refuge and Bodhicitta prayer, and that's on page 98.
Good morning again.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Okay. I would like talk about the concentration today. Before we talk about that, we set up our motivation, okay? Then like whenever we do practice or for anything, we need to set up our motivation. It's very important. We always like need to set up our motivation for all things we do. There are many different set of motivation. But all of us came to hear different motivation, right? Different intention. I think different effect. Yeah. Therefore, the highest motivation to is through the benefit of all Mother sentient being. That's the highest set of motivation. Okay. Uh, the more you have the motivation to help others, the more you have a mind of no violence. And no violence is compassion in action, and therefore the practice of compassion and bodhicitta and good heart are very, very important. The good heart is not based on religion. It is foundation, the root of happiness. especially when we think that we are human society, we are depends on each other. My happiness depends on you, you are on me. Therefore, it's very important to benefit others. The without others, we cannot get anything. I always say, even ice cream. without others, we cannot get anything. It's not talk about the religion, like, you know, a few weeks ago in France, the 6 and 4 years baby almost full down, 26 float, right? I think most of you know already this news. Then many people, like, you know, look at the baby. They can't do anything. They have one black guy. He just, like, you know, sacrifice his life. He climb like Spider-Man. He climb, then he save that baby. Okay. Then after that, the French president called him. He's a refugee. Then give, like, you know, citizenship, also give the job. Because he helped others. Therefore, that's not religion, right? That's, like, you know. Therefore, we like, you know, benefit others. Always we come something back to us. But we don't have to expect. Always, like, you know. therefore, also, like, you know, really, Buddha Dharma is focused on depends ordination and no violence conduct, right? No violence conduct. The no violence is best to help other, and if you cannot help, it is cause no harm. His Holiness always say. Therefore, we always try to help others. Then, many people say, how? Many people say, oh, I don't have anything. How I can help others? But we have a lot of things. We all have a lot of things. We all have unique power. Then I think the unique power help benefit others. It's wonderful. Even like a smile, right? The Mother Teresa, okay. She said, we all love peace, right? We all love peace. The Mother Teresa said, peace begins with a smile. Peace begins a smile. Smile bring peace. This will not cost, right? We don't have to spend anything. Also, she said, like, you know, every time you smile at someone, it is an action of love. I give to that person a lot of beautiful things. This makes sense? It's clear? I don't know if my English is clear or not. Okay? Also, like, His Holiness always say, don't wait someone smile to you. That's very similar, right? Then you smile to somebody, somebody always ready back to your smile, cause that you are happy. Right? But I have one story, like, you know, I think I can share here. One, my friend and he and I went to the Paris. Okay. We got in the hotel. Hotel is like, you know, we can get in the hotel around 2 o'clock, right? But we got the 11:30, something like that. Then my friend is not friendly. Really? Then he is the one who booked the hotel. Then he went there, just give reservation like his paper like that. Then the guy said, okay, not ready. Come back 2 o'clock. Then, of course, we have to leave. Then we went to eat very quickly. It's still like noon. Then I said, go back, talk nicely then. Then they will like, you know, try to figure it out us. Then we went back there, still the person there. Then I said, hey, good morning. I try to like very friendly. Anyway, then he's a very nice guy. Okay, your room is ready. Then I also he give me like $5 for Wi-Fi. Yeah, therefore. Yeah, then I think if we do like that, and our life is like meaningful life, right? We all want to spend meaningful life. But of course, successful life is great, but more important to spend meaningful life. But I don't know. Like, for example, if your whole like energy, like, you know, spend for money, so this and that, of course, we need money. Without money, we cannot survive this wonderful world, right? Then somebody say money is nothing. I think money is not, money is a lot of things. Without money, then no happiness. That's a reality. But spend all our energy through money, is that's also trouble, because sometimes money bring worry, disturb your life. Therefore, we come to here not just for money, right? Therefore, like I just want to share, like, you know, sometimes it's like, you know, I love Facebook. Sometimes, like, Facebook give you lessons. And you spend too much time there, then it's not good. Therefore, I got two stories from Facebook. Like, they have one man, successful business. Then, one day, when he come back from work, then his, the little daughter asked him to, hey, dad, how much you make money for hour? Have you ever heard this story? Yeah. Then, the dad said, $100 for hour. Then she said, can you borrow me $50? Then he's so angry. He scowled and very like harsh words say to her. Then she is very sad. She go back to her bedroom, just cry. Okay. Then immediately her father changed mind. Then bring like $100 both to her bedroom. Okay, whatever you want to buy, $50 here. Then she, like, you know, opened her, what, I don't know what's that, the money bag open, $50. She has $50. She bring $50 together, $100, right? Pay for her father. Can you stay 1 hour tomorrow with me? Then, like, you know, therefore we have, the father is a successful business. No time to spend time with the family. Therefore, the daughter wants to buy for 1 hour for her father. That's a great story, right? Then, also like Mother Teresa said, if you want to change world, go back to your family, love your family. That's really like, you know, great message, right? If you want to change, you have to change from your side. You change you, then your kids, your family, your community, then change. But others go on there, change back. It's not happening. Yeah. If you can change you, yourself, then you have chance to change world. Does it make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. Also, another story. Sorry, too many stories. Like in Tibet, the somebody's speech, that's really good, like, you know. Then he said, in China, one successful the business man has, like, you know, 3,000 worker. 3,000 worker? He has 3,000 people work for him. He has $1 billion. Then he don't take care of his health. He just focus for money. Okay? Then when he young age, he passed away. Then his wife married with one of the his driver. Okay? Then the driver said, the man's driver. Okay, driver. Then the guy said, now he is married with the rich woman, like, you know, he become a husband anyway. And he said, oh, I long time I thought I work for him. Now I realize he work for me. Because he got all the money. You know, therefore, sometimes it's too much, like, you know, our, like, you know, energy spent to money is, I think, not good. But we need money. Please don't misunderstand. Everybody need money. Without money, no happiness. That's the reality, right? But too much focus, money is not good. Therefore, anyway, then you decide how to spend your life. We are saying, like the Buddhists, like Dani Dagi Ngeite, Dani Dagi Dayui. Le dang yamba shep Allah dani dagi pumbo yis means you are your own master, you are your own enemy. As you are witness, be responsible for doing good. Make sense? Therefore, yeah. Anyway, then can we silence, like, you know, 1 minute set of our motivation, then we start, like, you know. Okay. Now we talk about the concentration. If please not clear, let me know, okay? I try to explain it, I don't know how to say. Still my English is really not good. Therefore some word I cannot say, it's too difficult for in my mouth. Okay, therefore I try to, like, you know, my best. Then if still not clear, please let me know. Okay? Concentration in Sote in Tibet and Samadhi in Sanskrit is easy to say, but its definition is very huge and wide and deep. Okay, then I'm going to tell here basic of the vision. Even I don't know the deep one. Okay, and okay. The definition of concentration must contain virtues. Like, for example, if we go to the mall and see like for example a jacket we really like, but we do not bring our money. When we get home, we can recall all the details of the jacket, the color, the shape, how it looks from the side, and so on. We can recall everything like it is before our eyes. This is a neutral concentration. If we think I must get this jacket, this kind of concentration is a form of attachment. It's not virtue. Therefore, it's not concentration. Okay? For concentration, the focus should be virtue, like not object of attachment like jacket, and the focus, and whenever you focus object should be mixed like water and milk. They cannot be separated, and therefore this mind cannot be disturbed no matter what is going on. We cannot separate our mind from the object. Object? Is clear? Okay. Also, they have three types of concentration. Like meditative, stabilization is difficult for me, and that stabilizes the body and mind in bliss with the present life. First one, meditative stabilization that achieve good qualities. The second, and meditative stabilization that carries out the welfare of living beings. Make sense? Okay. The first one, stabilize the body and mind, blessed within the present life. Like Lama Tsongkhapa goes on to say that this type of concentration includes all forms of concentration that generate mental and physical pleasure. The benefit of realizing the first type of concentration is that we cannot control our mind. Concentration is that we can control our mind. Okay, right now we are not always able to control our mind, right? But if we realize perfection of concentration, our mind can concentrate without interruption, and our mind will stay where we put it. If we are meditating, studying, whatever we are doing, it is not difficult. We are not nervous, less not nervous like me. I always nervous. And whatever we are doing, our mind can focus there, whatever we studying or meditate on. We have success when we achieve this first type of concentration. There is no feeling of difficulties. Okay. And realize concentration also affect our body. We have good health and so on. Also, Whenever we go, we can walk faster and move more quickly. When we can go many days without eating food, even if we don't eat for many days, our body still maintains the same strength. Our bodies are always comfortable. I remember my hometown, one guy just eat the flower, like, you know, stay like 3 years. That one tiny, like, pew, every single day eat one piece, stay three years, yeah. Yeah, some people can stay like that. And now the second type of concentration. Concentration, it keeps good quality. The benefit of this second type of concentration is that whatever we are studying is easy to learn. For people who have realized concentration, and when they meditate, they make progress faster than people who have not realized concentration. This means when we study, we can quickly catch up before we may have had to study many times. With this concentration, we can learn very quickly. Before we achieve this level of concentration, it is totally different than after we receive it. Meditation is much easier than before. Concentration that carries out the welfare of sentient beings, living beings, right? We walk benefit other by teaching them how to concentrate, right? Now, I think concentration include kamabari, you know kamabari, right? Like shamatha, kamabari, and a special insight. The definition of kamabadhi is that our mind is calm. Usually our mind is all over the place, like monkey. With the kamabadhi, we apply restraint against distortion and try to abandon the three poisons. Our mind is focused on santi of vocho. Through this focus, our mind becomes calm. Like shamatha practice is not only for Buddhists. Many religious practice like shamatha. When we meditate on kamabadhi, many different people have said that object can be anything. Yeah, a beautiful flower, person, like, you know, many, I think it was some of religion, like, you know, beautiful girls, like something, like many different. But Lama Tsongkhapa said it is better to use watch object like Buddha's image. Generally, like, you know, whenever you do meditate, you can do meditate everywhere. But when you do meditate about kamabadhi, calm, body, I don't know how to say kamabadhi, shamatha, shineya, yeah, in Tibet it's much better for me. Tibet says shineya. There are seven requirements for meditating on kamabadhi, like such as having a heti location, and a wholesome place, having good friends, and having excellent possession. The wholesome location means this place does not have a history of war, fighting, or killing. Also, there is no history of divisive speech of group of monks. Okay. A happy place means there is clean water, beautiful tree. If we are sick, it is easy to find a doctor. So basically, we are happy and comfortable in that location. And the third one is having good friends. That's very important. The means we share the same view and opinion about what is the virtue and how to be virtuous. And we need a good teacher and good friends. For example, bad friends do not respect each other, but good friends tell each other when they are not doing virtue. Basically, good friends help each other to do virtue things. Like the last one, have excellent possession. Possession. Okay. Means have just the basic that we need, just necessary things like food and simple clothes, like necessary things. Maybe this introduce about like concentration. I don't know, brief. Like now, I would like talk about when you meditate. How to sit when we meditate. Okay, about little bit that. Yeah, people often ask if it's okay to sit like this or that. But I think it's all okay. The best way is like Buddha Vajracchana, how to sit, how he sit. This is the best, okay? There are seven different point and also breathe. Which means sometimes count as 8 points. The breath is not necessary if your mind is already peaceful. If our mind is crazy, the breath help our mind is calm down. Okay, calm down. The Jawa Isamba for the sitting position of Buddha Vajracchana. They have 8, like in Tibet, like say Kumbha, Lapa, Kempa, Sum, Sochi, Chien, Domba, Shu, Go, Mi, Trapa, Udu, Shu, number of the Chijie is, means like, you know, the leg and back and hand make 3, right? And teeth, lips, and tongue, and count 1 and 4. And head, eyes, shoulder, and breathe. Count 4, they have 8. Okay? The legs, the back, and hands make 3, both to the 4 by teeth, lips, and tongue. And the head, eyes, shoulder, and breath are another 4. They are the 8 practice of Buddha Vajracchana. Okay. The legs are Vajra cross or half Vajra cross. Like, for example, this like something like this. Like, okay. But you can sit like this. Also, whatever you are comfortable, you can sit on the chair on kitchen. But when you tantra meditation, you should be like full Vajra, okay, cross. Basically, we need a smooth and comfortable and chair or cushion, doesn't matter. Whenever you should sit, your back little higher the front. Like we always put higher here, right? Because that's make your you can stay longer. That's easy to translate. You can stay longer. And then your back should be very straight, like this. Back like this. And back and hand, right? Because why? If your back very straight and your body very straight, your body and very straight, like this. I don't know how to say very straight. Yeah, very strange. Then you are China, very strange. Then body and China, very strange. Then wind and energy move whatever they want. Make sense? Okay. Then your lips and teeth and just realize and nature, just like nature, and I like the hand, right? Hand should be like this, and put in the right hand like here, and torch or tongue, and blow the I don't know how to say here, never maybe 4 inch, sit like this. Okay. Then place your tongue behind the top of teeth, touching the plate. Painted. I think that's really good. Right now we meditate 5 minutes, 10 minutes, it's okay. When you do meditate longer, then you will thirsty, they make you unthirsty. Then also, they have many reasons, also when you do thumbs touch here, not dropping, D-R-O-O-L, draw, not draw, yeah. Sometimes meditate a long time, then draw Then also when you do meditate, concentrate, all your energy come to here, then all the energy come here, your blood pressure is becoming high, they make your balance your blood pressure. Yeah. Therefore that's good. Maybe some of you work in office. In the computer, maybe tied to your tongue, touch the plate. How help? Okay, may this help. Okay. Oh, now head. Head is something like this, little bit bent. And eyes should be silent, open. Look down the nose. But somebody say, close your eye. Somebody say, open in sky. But I don't know. We need silence open. If your eyes, the wide open, they have a lot of obstacles. And close is easy to sleep. Therefore, slight open here. Yeah. Then our shoulder is shoulder, when you do meditate, something not like this, not like this, it's same level, same level, then you should be open like these two arms, because here the wind that make you like fresh or something like that. Then yeah. Then many meditations say don't think anything. I think that's right. But we have to think something. Because many people say Buddhist is science of mind, right? If you do meditate, you have to think, then change your mind. Without thinking, you cannot change. But the Buddhist has many ways to meditate. Meditating about the emptiness, compassion, patience, this and that, many different meditation. Everything you have to think. You think, change your mind. Okay. Even somebody say, I don't think, but still think something, right? Without thinking, we cannot stay. I think without thinking, we are finished. We always think something. Then our mind is already peaceful, then we don't need breathe. But our mind is crazy, the breathe meditation is help a lot, like our mind is calm. I think we are like, you know, the human being, we always thought mostly we thought negative, right? I think mostly we thought negative. Then thought and energy always go together, right? Thought and energy always go together. Then so many thought negative, they make all the energy is wasting. Then those all the wasted energy go to the channel. They make us unhappy. Then I don't know how to say. Like for example, like some people are easy to angry, easy to upset, easy to very stressed. Like even though like in a cause, like you know, tiny, they're easy to upset. Like you know, those all like you know make our like waste energy, make us like you know. Basically, like you know, they make waste energy like go to the channel. They make like you know unhappy our mind, cause that their body is not healthy, and cause that so many trouble. Therefore, breath meditation is very good. Then I always give like you know the example. This is good or not? Like you know our like energy channel. Our channel is similar like. Kitchen sink, right? We put all the waste, like, you know, food and things there. Then not clean, sometimes they stuck. Then you have to call, like, plumber, spend a lot of money, this and that, big trouble. Similarly, like, our channel, we not clean, then it's like, you know, dun, sometimes full. It's big trouble. Therefore, we have to like, you know, time again and again, breathing wrong, name wrong, breathe meditation is a help a lot, like, you know, clean our sink or our channel. It's good. Therefore, we try to do like, you know, name wrong meditation right now. Then maybe we do some meditate, then we're going to stop, okay? There are many different ways to like breathe meditation, but today we are going to do like, you know, this kind of meditation. Mm. Like sit like this, then you are ring finger, right? The left ring finger, close your, the left hand ring finger, close your nose, left nose. Then you have to breathe in, then out, then in, then out, then in, out. You count one, whenever you in, count one, three times. Then red ring finger, close the red nose, breathe in, out, three times. Then both sides, in, out, okay? Then whenever you breathe in, you have to think about attachment, aversion, and ignorance. All negative state of mind, like unhappy, stress, and bad dream. Live with smoking color. Okay? When you breathe in, imagine, seek all blessings from all holy beings. That's better, holy beings. Then, like Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, all positives come to you in the colorful, very beautiful, colorful in. Basically change, okay? Okay, now we are doing, sit like comfortable. Red hand. Okay, now both nose, breathe in, okay. I think now we're going to do maybe 1 minute to, like, you know, how can we focus for object, like the Lama Tsongkhapa said, like Buddhists ask, need, like, you know, object, like watch or like Buddha's imaging. Then like behind me one Buddha's statue. Then you have to think about, like, from here maybe five feet, and the Buddha's image like this kind, like big, very bright, okay, very bright, and very strong, from here, 4 feet. Then we try to, like, how long we can focus our mind to the Buddha, okay? Try to 1 minute. Okay. Okay. I think if you do another meditation for 1 minute, like, I think most of us recite Om Mani Padme Hum, right? Om Mani Padme Hum. And, this kind of meditation, we don't have to a lot of knowledge, but the same, like, we have to set up like Buddha there over there, what I said before. Then, in the Buddhas, in this path, you have to set up like one of the compassion Buddha. Where is, we have compassion Buddha, here, compassion Buddha, like this, thousand arm compassion Buddha or four arm compassion Buddha, whatever. Basically, we have to like, you know, set up, like, who is your guru? Main guru? Then you have to set up guru, gurus, this part, you know, Buddha, Buddha's this part, like, whatever you recite mantra, medicine Buddha, and, compassion Buddha, whatever you recite mantra, you have to set up this, like, you know, this all set up there, not big one, like, something like this. Then whenever you recite, like, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, then I have to think about that from the compassion Buddha, from the, this heart is here, right? From here, like, you know, very colorful come to your mind from here to blessing all over your body. Okay, all over your body. You have to, like, you know, imagination like that. Then your mind is very, like, you know, focused very good. Then you have to have, like, imagination, like, from your heart. You have to think about another, like, compassion Buddha here. Then from through this compassion Buddha, also very colorful, go through the other Buddha. Then you have to like, something like exchange. Like something like that, you have to like, you know, recite. When you recite this kind of mantra, then one of the like master said, like, even if you don't have a lot of knowledge, you do meditate this like every single day, then end is no problem at all. Hell. At least, he said, at least you don't have to go to hell. Okay, I don't know if that's a good translate or not, but he said in Tibet. But we try to do, okay? Everybody recite Om Mani Padme Hum like little loud. I will lead, okay? It's ready? Okay, first you have to set off the your guru and the Buddha Shakyamuni and compassion Buddha. And compassion Buddha is like looking for you, a very smiley smile, like very bright smile, like something like that. Okay. Oh.
Where does the guru reside in that?
Like a guru, like for example, the His Holiness Dalai Lama, we just imagine like this big, and his heart, the Buddha Shakyamuni, small, right? Yeah, and the Buddha's heart and compassion Buddha. Whatever you recite mantra, meditation Buddha, Vajrasattva, And whatever your mantra, like this Buddha, you have to set off his heart. So they have like some like tonka this and that.
Mm-hmm.
You can see this one, like, you know, the Lama Tsongkhapa's in here, Buddha. Because Lama Tsongkhapa is our, the guru, then set of Buddha, then recite Buddha's like mantra. Something like that.
So they're contained in each other.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And whenever you do meditate, don't do very long. First we do short. And like, you know, more and more and more. But first time you do very long, then next time you don't want to do. Yeah. Okay. Do you have any questions? Okay.
When doing the visualization of the Buddha in front of you or on top of your head, are you supposed to be imagining the photograph? Because I can memorize like the photograph. Or is it supposed to be a body of light that is flickering?
I think if you can, like, imagination, like, a body of life, it's so wonderful. If cannot, then one statue or imaging, it doesn't matter.
Okay, so body of light, I can do that. I just didn't know which one was the correct way.
The best way is you think Buddha is over there, like, you know, look at your smile, like, you know, breath. If your imagination like bread, make your mind is like bread. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I've been practicing for a few years, and there are some times when I meditate for a long time, and this is going to sound strange, but like there's a darkness, and I'm trying to push back, you know, whatever that darkness is, so that I don't go into that. What is the best way to keep light and happiness so that the darkness doesn't come?
Sorry, can you say again?
So your mind, Buddhism, is about training your mind.
Okay.
And when I go into a deep meditative state.
Okay.
Right? And I try to clear my mind.
Okay.
As you said, not thinking.
Okay.
As opposed to thinking.
Yeah.
And in attempting to not think, a heaviness comes upon me, and I'm trying to be light. So I'm trying to oppose the heaviness and my
happiness. Happiness?
No, heavy. Heavy, like
heavy,
very
okay.
Weight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I'm trying to, you know, push back on that weightiness and be happy, be bright.
Okay.
His body feels heavy.
Oh, okay.
He can't see the light. It's dark, like night.
Okay.
I'm
trying to push back on that weight, that heaviness.
Okay, that's a very good question, but I don't answer. Yeah.
Okay, and this is, and again, we all are practitioners here. It's just a thought that I had. That I think it's, for me, it's not trying to not think, because that's actually not really possible, because that's what our minds do. It's one thought, mind thought after another. So it's focusing, it's being able to focus your mind on thinking about the positive and the virtuous things. So rather than trying not to think, which again, from a Buddhist perspective, I don't think is really even possible, it's the learning to focus on the positive and the virtuous. So it is a constant battle sometimes with me to be thinking of the positive things, because sometimes, you know, bad things happen or you're in grief or different things. So when I get in those struggles, which I do, I just try to focus. I mean, that's what the meditation is, becoming familiar with and choosing where to put your mind. And so for me, it's choosing, even though this bad stuff is happening, what can I think of that's positive about it, or how can I try to see the light through the darkness sometimes?
Yeah.
But for me, it's not trying to not think. That's a little challenge.
For example, like, you know, me and, like, the behind the, you, one gentleman, like, no here. Okay. He and me, we have one central member, like, you know, the, I have to go there, visit, the lady, but her husband is, like, you know, a surgery. I tell one story here, this story. Then, I told him, I asked him, just we stop, like, from the whole food. Their house is, we have to throw the whole food, okay? Then, buy one flower for the traditional here, like, you know, bring, like, flower for people who, like, sick and anyway. Then I asked him, like, just grab one flower. That's the story. Then we take maybe 3 minutes. 3 minutes, go there, pay for flower, just come back. But we park our car is like on the lane, but little bank, because we are hurry, yes? Then when we come back, there one lady with three kids, one is baby, one is 6 years, one is maybe 8, 9. Then the baby is the lady is coming. We are fast like than her. Then I think what happened her like inside the whole food. Then she is so upset, so I don't know, very like, you know. Then she asked me, "That's your car?" I say, "Yes, that's my car." Then she said, "Jesus, but she said so many things like tell to me." Because of course I'm monk, right? I try to always like, you know, say, be patient. I said, "Okay, it's okay." Then suddenly again, I would say, "Oh, the lady is very nice because that's the summertime weather is very hot. Then when you stop car, there's water is leaking, right? For, because air conditioning." He don't understand English. Therefore, he said, "Oh, the lady is very nice. Our car is leaking something like this and that." I said, "No, because we are trouble. We have to go back like soon." Then suddenly, like, you know, he says so many bad words from his kids. I think I don't know what happened, but we did not do anything wrong. Then we back up. When we back up, she takes photo my car. That's making me very upset. Really, like, you know, upset, very upset. I said, "Why she take my car, the photos? Because we did not do wrong anything." Then I tried to stop car again. I would say, "Oh, we talk to lady." Then he said, "Look the lady's face. You really want to talk?" Yeah. Then after that, like, you know, we on the way to my in the our like members way, I'm so like, you know, upset because I'm a human being. Then suddenly I told you know, why the lady is gonna, we never met again, maybe, right? Why I'm unhappy right now? Just throw the way, don't think. I said, I told again, I'm not going to think anything, just throw the way on the way. Then suddenly come back my like, you know, personality. Therefore, that's one of the example. Yeah. Whenever you're something happy, then Shanti Deva say, if you can change, then why you worry? You change, becoming like, you know, normal. If you cannot change, if you still worry, that's the extra worry. Therefore. Okay. So she need a microphone. Yeah. But, somebody can answer. You're good.
just still responding to the question of the gentleman back there, which was, I thought was very elegantly put, in the sense that it's a very universal, there's darkness and what do we do? And I don't have, I'm not an expert in any way, so it's just my own experience, that I would share. I think that rather than push it away, which I have a, over time, have a practice of sort of surrounding it with light, sort of just sitting with it, as if it was a person, as if it was myself in a bad mood, and just, what would I want? I would want just a very light presence and comfort, and just sort of surrounding it with light, and that's all. And over time, sometimes, it just sort of dissipates.
Sometimes when I've gotten to that point, too, in my meditation practice, at some point I thought that I didn't know how to meditate, even though I had been practicing for a while. I thought, maybe I'm doing this all wrong. And so I kind of went back to basics, which is what Geshe Sangpo has reminded us today about, you know, posture, maybe going to something that has been tried and true. Anytime, like, I hear Shanti Deva's prayer, I can just, like, recite it, and I take comfort in knowing that somebody has been reciting this around the world at some point for over 2,000 years, 3,000, you know, long time. And so, therefore, if it's been around for that long and people still feel positive about it, then maybe it can make me feel positive. And then I get to a point again where I think, wait a second, I know what I'm doing again. And then it feels reaffirming, you know, to get to that point again. And then I feel like I can push past, or, you know, surround the darkness and light, or whatever is the next step. Yeah.
Okay.
What might help you is saying a mantra of, I rejoice in my merits. Because we do have negativities, but we also have merit. So that joy is very important. It brings you up into the light and positive attitude. I rejoice in my merits. Lama Zopa Rinpoche said that. Just keep reciting that. Very important.
Okay. Okay. Sorry. Okay, so there, I think a couple of things. First thing is that you, when you meditate, you're not just sitting. You have to have a meditation object. So if you're sitting and then you think that, if your meditation object is light, like you're trying to focus on the light and the darkness comes, then that obstacle is one of the two. There's excitement and there's laxity. So I think the obstacle is laxity. So there are many, you know, if you go in the liberation of prison, palm of your hand, there you have some remedies, antidotes for laxity, you know, like opening your eyes a little, letting the light in, and so forth. And then so when you have, you see this darkness, or you feel this heaviness in the body, then you just try to bring your focus back to your meditation object, and you keep doing that over and over again. And that should help. And then there's also an antidote for desperate people. And that's when you there's a couple of them. There's one for excitement, and then there's one for laxity. And let's see. I think the one for laxity is when you close your, you know, your, I think you imagine, I think it's the one where you yell, peh, and you send it up into the sky and stuff. So there are many antidotes for, laxity. So I think that's what it is. So it's a couple of things. You need to have your meditation object, and then you need to have the antidote for laxity.
If I may, This is a problem that we have. There's a wonderful meditation practice, and we don't do it here, but it's called Vipassana, which is mindful awareness, insight meditation. And the whole idea is to allow whatever happens to happen. What we resist persists, right? Yeah. So if we can just take that into our awareness. Whatever emotions we're feeling, don't connect to them, don't become attached to them, just allow them. Whatever sounds we hear, just allow them, don't follow them. whatever thoughts we have, just allow them. And then by doing that, then we will end up with a really wonderful meditative experience. But if we keep fighting it, meditation isn't about fighting anything. It's not about trying to make anything happen. It's just allowing, right? And then by allowing, we become. You know, so I think that should be the practice. Yeah. You're welcome. One of the practices. I'm sorry. Not the practice.
Okay, so in the Go Prayer Book, turn to page 246, and we'll read the meditation, the dedication from Master Shanti Davis, Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now turn to page 244 and 245 and we'll read the long life prayers, starting with the one for His Holiness on 244. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. And then on the facing page at the bottom, the one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatare, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And the one for Lama Zopa Rinpoche on 244. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels. Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And now seven green tar mantras for Geshe-la's long, healthy, happy life. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Donna asked me to mention just a couple things. But before that, there is Sunday tea following this, So join us out in the lobby for some drinks and snacks. Thank you. His Holiness's birthday is coming up on July 6th. Due to scheduling, we're going to celebrate that in the Gampa a week from today on July 1st. But on July 6th, His Holiness has said that the best way to celebrate his birthday is to offer acts of compassion. So this is our second annual blood drive. So saving lives. You can come here. There's ways to sign up and offer offer a life-saving gift on July 6th. And if you can't be here on a Friday, just keep that in mind. FPMT has established this as Compassion Day. Any acts of compassion you can dedicate to His Holiness. in the middle of the month of July. We have a purification retreat. There's information here. There's information online. Donna's email, she mentioned this is only, in her 18 years, this is only the third time we've been able to offer this. So do read up on it. If it's, you're at all interested, ask senior members questions, you know, consider it, read about it. And I think we're still looking for a cook. Is that right? There's ways to volunteer and to help out, even if you aren't going to participate. There's not a lot of food involved, so cooking is not actually a huge task. Do, if you're able, still, you know, sponsor or volunteer in a way. If you can't do the retreat, that's still a great way to participate. And the third thing I wanted to mention is that we have a visiting teacher coming, Don Hendrick, and Susan has a word to say about visiting teachers.
Yes, Don Hendrick will be here. This might be the third time that Don has been here. He is teaching in on July 6th, 7th, and 8th on Four Paths to Awaken a Kind Heart, which is an expanded teaching on the four immeasurables, which is foundational to what we do. We repeated it this morning. Many people repeat it as part of their morning or evening prayers. And so having a larger understanding of the four immeasurables would be great. If you have thought about sponsoring any of the visiting teachers before, we encourage you to do that. The understanding of karma is unique to Buddhism, and that is sometimes more simply rephrased as the cause of law and effect. So within that understanding, if we want to have access to teachings in the future, we need to create the causes now. One way to make that happen is to attend the teachings, which we're just encouraging you to do, and then to support them financially. Our tradition of sponsoring the teachings is part of what helps create this karmic connection. I've read someplace that it is like placing a small piece of iron in your heart. The teachings of the Dharma are the magnet, and so we continue to have this attraction or pull to the teachings in the future. A second benefit to sponsoring the teachers is making the teachings available to others. So we are here today in this setting benefiting from these teachings because of the sponsorship of teachings in the past by others. So we can continue that tradition as a very wonderful act of kindness to make teachings available to others. So on the website, there are opportunities to sponsor both the Nangne retreat. If you can attend, if you're not quite up for it, it's a wonderful purification practice. If you can attend, you can sponsor that and Don Hendrick's teachings. Go to each one of them has its own website or web page on the site. You can click donate. Please consider making a dedication. The exercise of making a dedication for your sponsorship is a great exercise. It expands our thinking and allows you to articulate what you really would hope that would be the benefit of the teaching that you're sponsoring. So it gives you a chance to really think big, and your dedication can be short and sweet or it can be elaborate. So please consider both of those opportunities. Thank you.